Hello, bitches, and welcome to a brand new year. Hopefully you've already broken your New Year's resolutions. It's about to get fucking crazy up in here, because it is finally time for the December contest recording. Believe it or not, all 50 of these pages that I had to read amounted to like 5 or 6 entries, which is really sad. But anyway, let's get started. With me in the studio, who you cannot hear at all, is my good buddy, Matthew Matchstick Kane, who I'm sure, once again, will say random crap to try to throw me off, and that's okay. That's how we do it here. I have even bigger news. With me now, for the first time ever, is my actual nice tall glass of Shut the Fuck Up. If you go to my Facebook, you will see a nice picture of it. I have it on the desk. Here, you can hear it get slammed down. We're gonna have some fun. First off, Yumi. I was digging this poem up until the end. At the usual stay part, the emerging rhyme scheme just came off as, well, kinda lame. You were painting this portrait for me, and it was great. And then you turned the 5-year-old on and seemed to descend. The plus side was that before you reached that 5-year-old point, you captured me and gave me something that was interesting and a good read. So, the key moral of the story to take away, thanks to Match, is avoid the vans, stay away from the ice cream trucks trying to lure you in, and maintain your calm composure. You will survive. It is okay. Keep calm. Do not blink. The angels will kill you. Moving on. To Drakosh, or Drakosh, whatever. Share transformed, even though you've already got your account back, whatever. Let's get on with it. There is a bit in this that we could talk about. Even when I say, you know, minor typo things can go off in their own little aside land. This piece had the grit that I'm always whining about. And there were, you know, places, particularly in the beginning, that were really good and really engaging. As the piece developed, though, I found myself being dragged down by some things. You rely on stating Kor's name a lot. And you also rely on using the word beast over and over and over. It also isn't exactly a stunning divergence from the status quo either. Although, I have to say, I did like your labeling of things like Dragon Fear. It had a bit of that, you know, Tolkien Martin-esque flavor to it, which is, quite frankly, just awesome, and you probably can't go wrong with doing it. No, Match, Tolkien was not a whore. He was just misguided, and that's okay. Moving on to Utora. This was a little strange for me. If you fucking say Stephanie Meyer was a great writer, I am going to kick you in the balls. Oh my god. I'm sorry, Utora, that this had to be stated in the middle of your critique. Anyway, back to it. This was a little strange for me, but just because it was strange doesn't mean it was bad. There were a lot of little interesting things here, and some very descriptive writing. You seem to have finally managed to get all the pieces of the puzzle coming together. It was creative, it was well written, minus the few mistakes here and there, and it was entertaining. The big issue for me is that I'm just not seeing the point. You've told the story well, but the takeaway is minimal. Aside from that, you've taken another big improvement step with this round, and finally seem to have those three pieces all converge at the same time, which seems to have been your big problem point in the previous rounds. Solar. Well, we're going to have a lot to discuss here, aren't we? Yeah, yes, we will. There are, of course, in this piece, especially one of this size, typos that need to be hunted down and corrected. I'm just going to flat out ignore those for the time being and get on to the good shit, namely the plot and dialogue. If you're going to go this route, I'm going to strongly suggest that you add something that diverges from the standard. I just plain stopped reading after the 4th chapter, and in all honesty, I probably should have stopped sooner. There is nothing here that's really all that grabbing. It's like watching a mix of X-Men filler and Avatar The Last Airbender reruns. After 4 chapters, I'm not seeing anything, aside from character name, that says this is definitively Solar. This leads me into the next facet of my analysis, namely being your character development. As this has been a problem that I've faced over the years, I know it well. You're using a character that you essentially portray in your everyday conversations. So, she is essentially perfect. Despite her inherent catty, impulsive, neck-biting behaviors, she has above and beyond emphasized rationalization with enough forethought to make Da Vinci look like a dumb fuck. All fine and dandy, but it's goddamn boring. One day, I'll bust out some old shit like XT or pre-XT crap so you can experience the iteration of Wing in which he was a scientific genius, warrior, perfect preteen anime idol, and then perhaps you'll understand. Either way, I'm a bunch of chapters in, and I don't see how she'll grow. In MC, thankfully by that point, I was wise enough to mix it up. You have socioeconomic status, which is a tank little bitch, coupled with the occasional tendency to go batshit insane and light people on fire. This one's getting a little bit long, isn't it? But that's only because I know this work can be a lot better than what it is. The suggestion on the last point is adopt a rough outline of the work. You don't have to stick to it, but I know it helped me immensely in the creation of MC. And finally, dialogue. Holy bejeebus dialogue. The whole string of really quick conversation over and over and over and goddamn over is just not very appealing to me, and quite honestly, I don't know why people do it. Some don't really give a shit about it, but I've said this one before, and I'll say it now. If there's no contextual meat attached to the speaking, then why give a shit? This was especially evident in the little catfights with Tyrone. I get it that you're setting up the character, but time for some heightened execution. Dig deep and increase the awesome. The setup is there, especially in the beginning. You certainly had a hook, and you can certainly boost the transition from that hook to the chapter. And if you do that, things will be a shitload better. Now, moving on to the Red Lass. Being new to the AGWC, I'm not surprised that I found a lot of what I dub rookie mistakes. First off, there are a lot of typos in here. Mistaken its versus its, in other words, using an apostrophe and not using one, stand out the most. Also, your punctuation around quotation marks is just wrong. For example, blah 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 blah, comma, quotation mark, he said. These shouldn't be split up with a period at the end of the quote. You tend to do that a lot and just have a period there that really breaks the flow when your he said clause is meant to be attached to the sentence. Shmeh. It just reads better. So, my first piece of advice is to get a nice book of solid grammatical overviews. It'll help immensely. Next, the story itself, which I'm sorry to say did little to inspire me. I just didn't give all that much of a shit about Markham. I think the opener needs to be delved into a bit more. Give some insight into his stature and practices while uniting the kingdoms. Don't just leave it up to, just wise and kind. Doesn't work. Just doesn't do it. Finally, there's not a whole lot of impact here. It's your standard epic medieval love story. Nothing sets it apart as being yours. It's hard to tell if this hits the mark, because I don't know where you on that age scale you sit. But it's my experience that a lot of younger and newer writers have the tendency to tell a story without putting a brand on it. And it's always good to set yourself apart from the crowd. PK. Yes, Match is singing about setting yourself apart from the crowd. Anyway, PK. Jesus tits, PK, lols, Jesus tits. I really don't even know where to begin with this. In all honesty, this shit was just horrible. But the good kind of horrible that makes fun of itself and doesn't give a damn about anything else. Minus maybe the one or two grammatical shitholes, I can't really complain. You wrote godforsaken, awful gay porn things, but made fun of them at the same time. Honestly, this probably won't win, but it just speaks to your confidence as a writer to do this. Oh yeah, and Uncle Mango approves. Suck that popsicle, baby. Suck that popsicle. So, now is the time when I go and I scroll through this massive Word file and look at my scoring for the first time. The winner of this round is Utora. Congratulations! And with that being said, I'm going to take a swig of this sugar coke out of the shut the fuck up glass. Oh, fuck yeah. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.